The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and Doge told us that there was waste, fraud, and abuse happening in our government, and Democrats said no. No way. That's not happening. Well, Donald Trump's DOJ just found a bombshell. This is according to NBC. Representative Shayla Chairfillis McCormick, who's a Democrat from Florida, was indicted Wednesday on charges that she stole and laundered $5 million in federal relief funds and used the money for her congressional campaign, the Justice Department said. The Justice Department said that McCormick and her brother worked on a staffing contract funded by FEMA for COVID vaccinations tied to their family healthcare company in 2021, and that the company was overpaid, conveniently, by $5 million in relief funds. So $5 million goes missing. I'll talk about in a second where they went, what happened with that. But here is a video first of Shayla being confronted by a reporter on her indictment.
I also wanted to ask you about the investigation into your families. But this is also part of her congressional duties. Congresswoman, you know, you're under investigation for the congressional ethics for violation of campaign finances. Congresswoman, this is your district. You have to answer to these people. Congresswoman.
So obviously she's dodging the reporters because she doesn't want to say anything because she's going to jail. NBC continues. They say she and her brother are accused of conspiring to steal the overpayment and route it through various accounts to conceal its origins. Chairfillis McCormick is alleged to have used the money for her own enrichment and to fund a significant part of her congressional campaign. The Justice Department said Chairfillis McCormick and another defendant named Nadege LeBlanc also used straw donors to secure additional campaign contributions, funneling other disaster relief money from FEMA-funded contracts to friends and relatives who then made donations to the campaign as if they were contributing their own money. So she's a money launderer. But the worst part of it is it's not from some other fund that she came up with. It was from FEMA funds. The maximum sentence for this is 53 years in jail, by the way, because she stole from taxpayers money that was supposed to go to relief, and then she used it to get into power in Congress. I don't think she's going to go to jail for 53 years, unfortunately, but she's going to get some jail time. This is a huge deal. And again, I'm not talking about some random person. This is a Democrat congresswoman from Florida. By the way, Shayla herself agrees that these people should get jail time, that she herself should get jail time. She was unfortunately getting a little high and mighty back when Trump was under investigation. And now she's going to have to eat her own words. Here are some tweets from 2023 and 2024. I'll just read them for you and you can see them up right now. She said, "This serves as another reminder that no American is above the law." Once again, we're reminded that no American is above the law. Over the course of 2023, the former president has now been indicted four times. She said again, "SCOTUS decision this week sets a dangerous precedent that erodes the very freedoms and protections that define our democracy. As we celebrate July 4th, we must uphold our constitutional principles of justice, ensuring that, wait for it, no one, not even a former president, is above the law." And finally, we'll read one more. She said, "With former President Trump having been indicted, we're reminded that no American, not even the president, is above the law." How right she is. How right she is. No one is above the law, Shayla. Enjoy your 53 years in prison. Now, some people might be saying, well, hey, like, she made a mistake. She shouldn't have done that, but maybe she's been a good public servant. Maybe she got in a corrupt way, but she's done some good things. She cares and works on important issues. Here is a video of what she spent her time in Congress working on.
Lawsuits initiated by black workers alleging discrimination against their natural hair in the workplace have filled courthouses for more than 40 years. This legislation will provide us with the freedom to wear our crowns without discrimination. We must understand that hair discrimination is rooted in systemic racism. Anti-black hair sentiments on U.S. soil has existed for centuries.
So not only is she a criminal, but she's not smart either. We've got to remember, guys, that these things are happening continually in our government. Shayla is not the first person who funneled COVID funds to herself. This is something that happened a lot. USAID, by the way, which is now essentially shut down, which is fantastic, was doing this for the Democrat Party at large. Not just on an individual basis, but for the party. USAID started off as a way to work with soft power. I can understand, I don't agree with it. I don't think almost any Republican does or any conservative does. But the whole idea was, hey, we're going to use soft power. We don't want to invade every country. Every country you want to influence in the world, you don't want to have to invade them. We're going to create USAID to spread democracy, pay people basically off to be nice to us. It was a strategy. Again, I don't agree with it, but that's what it was. And then slowly, Democrats realized that instead of doing that, they could just funnel U.S. taxpayer money into USAID, who would then pay NGOs, which could then donate that money to PACs that would then donate it to the Democrat Party. And it's a perfect way to move millions of dollars from everyday Americans to Democrats. Because again, this was taxpayer money. And this has been happening for years. So I'm not surprised at all that this happened with this congresswoman in FEMA. I think there's many more. And I just have to give credit to Trump. Because this is now the second group that he has ousted for doing these kind of money laundering tactics. It's a huge problem in our government, as I said. And I hope that Trump catches everyone who's doing it. Hey guys, I wanted to invite you to subscribe to my Substack. Substack, if you didn't know, is a weekly newsletter that comes right to your email and it's completely free to you. I talk about things I'm not able to get to on the show or I talk about on Substack because if I talked about it here, it would get censored or canceled. There at Substack, I can say whatever I want. So go check it out right now. Again, completely free to you. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching today's episode, everybody. Please like the video so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And you can tune in every single day at 6 p.m. Eastern for the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.